In this bulletin, Scott Morrison refuses to resign from Parliament in the wake of the ministerial portfolio scandal. Thousands of residents evacuated from a village near Crimea as Ukrainian loyalists blast an ammunition depot. And in sport, Australian tennis stars advance at the Cincinnati Masters. Good afternoon, Tina Quinn with SBS News. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison has again defended his actions in secretly being sworn in to at least five other cabinet portfolios. The federal member for Cook addressed media in Sydney for the first time since revelations about his government and prime ministership between March of 2020 and May of 2021 were made public. He's refused to resign from Parliament despite calls for him to quit politics and again apologised to colleagues and the public who were not aware of the moves. He says his actions to assume various ministerial roles for emergency powers was lawful and not for any personal advancement. Mr. Morrison also urged the media to respect his family's privacy and not intrude on his family's home.
As a member of Parliament, of course I'm accountable and I'm happy to be here today. But members of my family have nothing to do with this. I would very much like that the cameras that sit outside my house each day and film my wife and my daughters going to school or going for a coffee or if they would like to have friends around or tradespeople coming, they have nothing to do with this. And so out of respect, but I would ask that you not invade the privacy of my family. I don't think that's an unreasonable request.
However, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is continuing to question Scott Morrison's secret behaviour as leader. Mr. Albanese says that democracy relies on honesty and transparency, telling Radio 4GB that Mr. Morrison needs to be accountable for his actions.
Now, well, he kept it all secret. He didn't tell anyone. The Governor-General took the advice of the Governor of the day, the Prime Minister of the day, took this action. What's remarkable is that it would appear that he didn't even tell the Treasurer, for example, that he was also the Treasurer.
The current government will wait until it hears advice from the Solicitor General to be ready by Monday on the legalities of the arrangement. Meanwhile, the independent senator, Jackie Lambie, is demanding an explanation from the Governor-General about his role in the ministerial appointments. The senator has raised concerns on the ABC about the swearing-in and whether there was a legal breach, as she called on Scott Morrison to resign.
I mean, this bloke's a control freak. Honestly, this is just not done. When you can't even run that through your own cabinet, knowing very well you're probably not going to get the approval to do that, but you do it anyway, I think that just goes to show exactly what is going on inside the Liberal Party, and they really need to clean up their backyard, I can tell you now.
Queensland's Indigenous Truth-Telling Commission will have powers to compel entities to give evidence and be likely operating within 12 months. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island Partnership Minister Craig Crawford expects it will be up and running by the middle of next year. It won't be a royal commission, but the inquiry will explore injustices in the First Nations community as part of a plan to strike a historic treaty with Indigenous people. To New South Wales, and Premier Dominic Perrottet says he's committed to rebuilding communities after a report into this year's devastating floods across the state. The government says it's accepted every recommendation, including emergency management reforms and how best to recover from disasters. Mr. Perrottet says a permanent state emergency operations centre will be established under police leadership and Resilience New South Wales will be revamped.
It's very clear the time that we've spent up in the Northern Rivers, the importance of the community and the ground. I spoke about the spirit of service of the community, but the lack of coordination from government in relation to that. But also, in addition, I'd say training. There are many people who don't have the time to carry out or to commit to being a volunteer, a uniform volunteer.
Australia's Anglican Church has split into two over continuing internal opposition to same-sex marriage. Nine and the church's own newspapers are reporting that a new breakaway group, known as the Diocese of the Southern Cross, has been formally launched in Canberra for those bishops and members who oppose same-sex unions. The new faction is being led by former Sydney Archbishop Glenn Davies, who says same-sex marriage does not align with the teachings of the Bible. The split is the biggest fracture in the church's structure in decades. Turning overseas now, and Russia has labelled a series of explosions in Crimea as sabotage, as thousands of residents are evacuated from a nearby village. The blasts at an ammunition depot in Russia-annexed Crimea and Moscow's reaction appear to be an admission that groups loyal to Ukraine are damaging military logistics. Russia has used Crimea to reinforce its troops fighting in parts of Ukraine, while Kyiv has hinted at responsibility for the explosions. Displaced resident Tamara Moldovskaya has described what happened when she left her property.
They welcomed us here. We don't have any complaints. The only thing is that we want to go home as soon as possible. We want to know how's everything at home, what's happened there. We don't know at all. They've said that my neighbour's house was damaged, but we don't know for sure.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky and Turkey's president will meet with the United Nations Secretary-General in the coming days. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says that Antonio Guterres will also go to Istanbul as part of a deal where Russian grain and fertilizer is sent to global export markets.
The Secretary-General will be in Lviv on Thursday to attend a trilateral meeting with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey and the Ukrainian leader. The Secretary General will then go on to Odessa the next day, where he will visit the port that is one of the three being used as part of the Black Sea Grain Initiative.
To sport now, and in tennis, Australians Nick Kyrgios and Alex de Minaur have won their Cincinnati Masters matches, but Tanasi Kokkinakis has lost. Kyrgios defeated Spaniard Alejandro Davidovich Fukinar in the tournament opener, while de Minaur claimed victory in straight sets. The Australian number one will now take on Canada's seventh seed, Felix Auger-Aliassime. And that's all the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn. There'll be more after four.